Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Welcome back to our mini-series on Italian phrases for travel. Knowing just a few words and expressions will make a big difference to your trip because locals are almost always happy to engage with people who make the effort. A key part of winning the locals over is, of course, being polite in Italian. So in this episode, you'll learn how to do just that. Meeting, greeting, and being polite in Italian. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone, and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. Matteo, what do you think is the most important word to make sure you're polite when speaking Italian?
Difficile.
Difficult?
No, I mean, it's difficult to choose just one word.
Well, let's go through a few. I'll say the English and you can translate them to Italian. Mm-hmm. And as you're listening at home, if you already know them, try to say them in the pause. And if you don't, no worries. Say them with Matteo, trying to get your pronunciation as close to his as possible. One very important word to know is please.
Per favore. Per favore. Per favore.
Although you might like to know that Italians don't tend to use this word as frequently as we do in English. While you can certainly say a coffee, please.
Un caffè, per favore.
It's also very common to use grazie, thank you.
Un caffè, grazie.
In fact, grazie, thank you, is probably the most useful word of all when being polite.
Grazie. Grazie. Grazie.
Grazie can be surprisingly tricky to pronounce, so don't miss episode 93, where you'll learn how to say it correctly.
Grazie.
And if someone says grazie to you, you can respond with, you're welcome.
Prego. Prego. Prego.
There's also a useful word if you want to call a waiter's attention. For example, Italians say, excuse me. Do you know how to say it?
Scusi. Scusi. Scusi.
Which you can also use like sorry if you bump into someone, for example. Oh, scusi. I think those are the absolute essentials. Let's hear them one more time. We had please.
Per favore.
Thank you.
Grazie.
You're welcome.
Prego.
Excuse me.
Scusi.
And what about when you're meeting and greeting people? There are a few different phrases you can use in Italian to say hello. To say hello in the day, we literally say good day.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Buongiorno.
Hello in the evening is good evening.
Buonasera. 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 And there is another way we can say hello that you might not find in textbooks, which is salve.
This is a very handy word that can be used at any time of day.
And it's common greeting among native speakers, so it will help you blend in with the locals. Salve. Salve. Salve.
Then there's hi, which is
ciao. Ciao. Ciao.
Time for a common mistake alert. Most tourists say ciao all the time because it's the most famous Italian greeting. But did you know that ciao is only used in the informal address? That means it's often best avoided in common travel situations like shops, bars, and restaurants where we don't know the person we're greeting.
To sound really Italian, stick to salve or buongiorno, buonasera when arriving and arrivederci when leaving.
Next, how about introducing yourself? How do you say I am?
Sono. Sono. Sono.
This is the most common way to tell someone your name. I'm Matteo.
Sono Matteo.
I'm Katie.
Sono Katie.
No, I'm Katie.
Okay, you go.
Sono Katie. Pro tip, to keep things really simple, you can just introduce yourself. For example, sono Katie, and the other person will naturally tell you their name too.
Sono Matteo.
I was at a wedding yesterday, and I noticed this is definitely the most natural way to do it when we were meeting new people.
Yeah.
They just stretch their hand out and say sono and say their name, and then you'd say your name. So it's the easiest and most natural way to do it. But if you need to be specific for some reason, you can also ask what's your name in the formal.
Come si chiama? Come si chiama? Come si chiama?
Katie.
Piacere.
To say pleased to meet you, we have this nice short word in Italian.
Piacere.
It's part of a longer phrase, piacere di conoscerla, pleased to meet you, but Italians normally shorten it. So piacere is a bit like saying pleased. Luckily, the one word version is the easiest, most common and native sounding way to say it.
Piacere. Piacere. Piacere.
Finally, when you're leaving, you can say, have a good day.
Buona giornata. Buona giornata. Buona giornata.
Or have a good evening.
Buona serata. Buona serata. Buona serata.
There is also, of course, goodbye.
Arrivederci. Arrivederci. Arrivederci.
Grazie, Matteo.
Prego.
Let's review our phrases for meeting and greeting one more time. Hello, literally good day.
Buongiorno.
Good evening.
Buonasera.
Can you remember that handy native sounding word you can use any time of day?
Salve.
Then we had hi.
Ciao.
And remember, that's an informal word that's best avoided most of the time when going into shops, bars and restaurants. Instead, stick to buongiorno, buonasera or salve. Then we had I am.
Sono.
Use this with your name to introduce yourself. For example,
sono Matteo.
And to ask someone their name in the formal address, you can say
come si chiama?
Pleased to meet you.
Piacere.
And as you're leaving, you can say, have a nice day.
Buona giornata.
Have a nice evening.
Buona serata.
Goodbye.
Arrivederci.
Perfetto. So now you have the essential vocabulary you need to sound polite and greet people in Italian.
In our next episode, you'll learn phrases to help you navigate Italian bars and restaurants.
If you want to see everything written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz, head over to our website, jovelanguages.com/Italian podcast, and search for episode 96.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.